You may be seated.
Good morning. Our next case is 13-1290, State of Ohio versus Bobby Nolan. We are missing the appellee, correct? All right, so Ms. Holder.
May it please the court, my name is Pamela Holder and I represent the state of Ohio. Not normally in the position to get to request time, but it appears that I won't need to do that in this case. Attempted felony murder is a viable criminal offense in the state of Ohio. We know this because in 2010, this court reviewed the convictions that resulted from an 8th District case when two bullets were fired from a gun. One missed the victim, one hit the victim and paralyzed him. This resulted in four criminal offenses. Justice O'Donnell, writing for this court, found that the serious physical harm, felonious assault, and attempted felony murder were allied offenses. Court wrote, Williams, that was the defendant, knowingly engaged in conduct that if successful would have resulted in the death of another as a proximate result of committing felonious assault. He did so by knowingly firing a gun at McKinney and paralyzing him with one bullet. Thus, he committed the offenses of attempted murder and felonious assault with a single act in animus. Accordingly, while he may be found guilty of both offenses, he may be sentenced for only one. The attempted murder in that section that's being reviewed is the attempted felonious murder, section B of the murder section.
Counsel, what if we didn't have Williams?
If we didn't have Williams, I would not be standing here right now arguing on the authority of Williams.
I understand that. So we get rid of Williams, we get rid of that argument. Do you have any other argument to support why the offense should exist?
I do. If you take a look at the attempt statute, section E1, it says an attempt to commit aggravated murder, or an offense for which the maximum penalty is imprisonment for life is a felony in the first degree. Now, attempt is a statute, of course, that was in existence in 1973, way before the felony murder criminal offense became part of our criminal code in 1998. However, it expressly provides that an attempt to commit murder is a felony in the first degree. And the attempt statute has been amended three times since 1998, since felony murder has been included in our criminal code. And not once in those three times has it limited or accepted out section B of the murder statute. And so it's under the authority of Williams that I like to argue that we're here today, but that is not my only grounds for saying that attempted felony murder is a viable offense in the state of Ohio. The attempt statute specifically and expressly provides for it, does not accept it out, has been amended three times since felony murder became a crime here in Ohio, and never made any provision. I believe that the General Assembly knows what it intends when it makes its laws and did not accept that out. So that would be my answer to your question.
But counsel, isn't felony murder, I mean, when we look at felony murder itself, we're not talking about an intentional killing. We're talking about another crime that then leads to the killing, correct?
We're talking about a killing that occurs during one of those enumerated felonies in the statute, correct? It's a strict liability offense. You don't have to prove the intent, purposeful intent to kill. It's the intent of the underlying felony that the state is required to prove, and a death occurred during the commission or the attempt as a proximate result of that one of those enumerated felonies in the statute. That is correct.
So then the attempted felony murder is even more tangential than the actual felony murder.
Well, it's interesting. I want to read back when we were when this court was facing Williams, in your concurrence and dissent, Justice, you said, taking a look at what had happened there, in the dissent of your part of that was not on the attempted felony murder part. It was on the looking forward, let's get rid of Rance and look at our allied offenses of similar import in a different manner. But when it came to the actual, what you're talking about here, you said, when the attempt section 29-2302 is added to murder and felony murder statutes, purposely cause the death of another and cause the death of another as proximate result of the offense committing or attempting to commit the offense of violence, it is apparent that Williams' conduct, shooting twice at McKinney, also necessarily satisfies the elements of attempted murder and attempted felony murder. In other words, Williams may be convicted of only one of the four offenses for which he was indicted, unless the state can prove that he committed them separately or with separate animus. So it would seem that attempt can be applied to the felony murder statute. And in that case, the facts are so much different, even less so than what we have here. The Williams and a dice player were arguing over money in a game. The victim hears the argument, decides to join in the game anyways. The argument heats up again. William pulls out a gun and starts shooting. As the victim's running away, he gets struck in the back. In our case, we have these individuals in an apartment. Tensions rise. Nolan tells the victim to take off all of his clothes. He's not comfortable. He decides to leave. He leaves the apartment. Nolan follows him out. There's a fist fight getting ready to start. They're squaring up. Nolan takes the gun out of his waistband, and unlike Williams, in close proximity to our victim, he actually aims at our victim and shoots the weapon in very close proximity. So the victim isn't running away,
Oh, slow down. Wasn't there some conflicting testimony there?
Well, that
you almost make it sound like an attempted murder there, and I don't think that's exactly what the testimony was it?
The 11th District held, although there was some dispute in the testimony, paragraph 61.
That was my only question. There was dispute. There was a dispute whether or not he was trying to kill him.
Well, there was no dispute when the defendant grabbed the firearm from his sweatshirt pocket, pointed it at McPeak, and they were standing a few feet apart. The court also held there was also no dispute that the gun was pointed at McPeak.
If they were a few feet apart and he got shot in the thigh, that does not sound like attempted murder to me.
Well, it wouldn't maybe in a normal case, but in our case, Dr. Swagen, who was the treating physician at the hospital when he brought in, said that this injury, the hole, this is on page 168 of the transcript, the hole would be basically right over where the femur and femoral artery was. And the testimony at trial said, and what's the significance of the placement of that injury? And the doctor responded, the femoral artery is a major blood supply to the biggest artery. It's going down the leg, and it's significant because, quote, you can bleed to death pretty rapidly from the femoral artery.
So are you saying that the defendant aimed at the femoral artery?
Well, he aimed at the legs. I'm not saying he aimed at the femoral artery, but he's a bad aim. That's the only reason
this victim's
alive.
Let's get to the legal questions. Let's forget about the facts for a second. I'm reading from the Court of Appeals, and I want to know why you disagree with them. Because they say when the victim of violent felony offense does not die as a result of the injuries, the defendant can be charged with attempted murder only if he purposely intended to cause the victim's death. I don't understand your argument why that then bootstraps into also attempted felony murder. I don't understand that.
I say that the authority comes from the Williams decision, paragraph 23, in order to commit the offense of attempted murder as defined in 29-0302, one must purposely or knowingly engage in conduct that, if successful, would result in the death of another as the proximate result of committing or attempting to commit the offense of violence. In this case here, when Nolan placed
isn't
the loaded...
Isn't that describing attempted murder?
Attempted felony murder in this opinion in Williams. It was section 29-0302, section B. So you also were looking at attempted purposeful murder in that case, but section paragraph 23 was looking at the attempted felony murder.
Counsel, why does that make any sense? The difficulty that I'm having is how could a defendant both commit murder unintentionally, but also purposefully attempt to commit murder? How logically could both of those things occur?
You know, in theory, I understand the logic behind the defendant's argument here. I do understand the logic behind the argument that how do you intend an unintentional act? I get it. I understand in theory that logic. But in practice, it does not work, especially in a case like this. This jury had the opportunity to look at attempt of purposeful murder, and this wasn't a case where he was aiming at his head or his heart. So they said that's not what we have here. This is a case where we're in close proximity, you introduced a gun into a fist fight, and you aimed at him. You aimed at his leg, and but for bad aim, this victim would be dead. And that is something more than felonious assault. That is attempted felony murder. Its attempt can be purposefully or knowingly to cause the felony murder statute. In this case, it's the knowing part, because that's what our underlying crime is. It was felonious assault. It is something more than felonious assault.
So he purposely committed felonious assault in order to effectuate a murder. Isn't that what you have to be saying?
When he knowingly engaged in conduct of placing the loaded firearm in close proximity to the victim's body, aiming and firing that weapon, he was aware that his conduct would probably result in a certain result, means of causing physical harm to this victim, but for bad aim, would have been death. And we know that by the surgeon's testimony.
So you're saying that was, at that point, a felonious assault?
Well, it was a felonious. I mean, it was a completed felonious assault.
Okay, but it was also an attempted murder.
In this case, it is an attempted felony murder, and I don't think this is going to open as the defendant argues a floodgate of attempted felony murders. This isn't a crime that you see often. I would recommend that you don't see this often. We don't see it often. We don't indict on this often.
Why don't you see it often?
Because it's the facts of the case. Not every
because most times you're dealing with a murder. Is that the reason?
I mean, sometimes you do have a purposeful murder, but not always. I think sometimes not every felonious assault is an attempted felony murder. I mean, in theory,
well, but
it
you,
could
you,
be,
well,
but that's
well,
not what happens.
Whoa, slow down. you said we don't see this very often. So, and you're arguing, well, this is just an unusual fact pattern that people wield guns and shoot at other people
all the time,
and I don't know what percentage of them end up with the person on the other end of the deal dead, but a lot of people aren't dead when the fight's over. So it would seem to me it's a fairly common occurrence that one points a gun at someone else and pulls the trigger, and the person on the other side of that transaction is either dead or they're not when it's all over.
Yeah, I think the fact pattern would be a common occurrence. The taking to the grand jury and charging with an indictment of attempted felony murder is not a common occurrence. And the reason
and that's not the fault of the jury, or is it? That's the decision of the prosecutor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's the discretion of the prosecutor. And
what about this triggers that response of the prosecutor? What about this fact pattern is different than anybody else pulling a gun and shooting and hitting a victim and that victim living? What distinguishes this to make it the attempted felony murder?
Well, we have the close proximity, the placement of where that bullet entered that victim's thigh, that it was on top of the femoral artery. I mean, but for millimeters, it would have struck the femoral artery and bled out.
You are not suggesting that Mr. Nolan was aiming at the femoral artery.
He was aiming at the general area of the victim's legs. That's what the evidence demonstrated.
He's not being charged with or evidence that he knew that there was a femoral artery there and he was going to shoot it and you know, watch him bleed to death.
Well, he knew that he brought a loaded firearm into what appeared to be a fist fight there and shot it at the victim.
Had he shot him in the hand, what would you have done?
I'm not sure, because it's not the facts of the case. And like I say, we don't...
Wait a minute. You seem to be concentrating on the fact that he was shot in the thigh and there happens to be the femoral artery, and this was a particularly dangerous area to receive
a
bullet.
Well, it's a major blood supply to the body.
Mm-hmm. What happens if he is shot in the upper arm, the hand, close proximity? Obviously, Mr. Nolan wasn't much of an aim, or he might have been, certainly nervous or excited, and he's shooting at this victim. He shoots him in the hand. Where are we?
Well, I can say that in the 12 years that I've been prosecuting in Portage County, I have very rarely seen us indict attempted felony murder. So I don't know how many. I can't give you the statistics.
Wait, Ms. Holder, you can be a little more specific than that, because I was on the 11th District.
Very rarely indict for attempted felony murder. Has it ever happened before? I can't say with certainty if it's ever happened before.
You've been there.
I can't, but I don't get every, I'm the appellate attorney, I don't see every indictment, but I haven't had one on appeal.
I'm having trouble with the public policy here, because obviously it's a shooting, and you can charge him with attempted murder because he lived. You can charge him with felonious assault because that's what he did. Why do you need the third charge?
Because this was something more than felonious assault.
Why?
It was a felonious assault.
Why was it something more than felonious assault?
I'm sorry I keep going back to it, but it's because of the facts of this case, because of the close proximity, the aim at the legs, and because of that major blood supply in the leg. It's just, you don't often have the assemblance of all those facts.
What would happen if the victim bled to death as a result of this shooting? What would that result in your view?
I would imagine the jury, when it was reviewing the charges that we indicted, would probably have found it a purposeful murder.
You think a purposeful murder
or a felony murder? It would probably have been a felony murder. I'm sorry. Yes, if he had bled to death on scene. Yes, if it had hit his femoral artery, the surgeon said he would have bled out at the scene.
Assume it didn't hit him, and in this instance, it didn't hit the femoral artery, but he still bled to death. Would that be felony murder in your view?
Yes, because it would have been a death that occurred at the time of during the commission or the attempt of a felonious assault, which is one of the enumerated offenses in
Section B. Then to go back to earlier questioning, the attempt has to have a purpose or knowingly element to it. Am I right about that?
Yes.
But the death doesn't have to
Correct.
Be, in felony murder, a purposeful death. It's an unintended.
That's correct. It's a death that happens as a proximate result of your actions during that one of the enumerated dangerous felonies. That's correct.
So is there, in your view, a logical inconsistency between purposefully attempting to cause an unintended death? You couldn't both.
I get the logic behind this, but I also wrestle with the fact that there's a Supreme Court opinion in my jurisdiction saying that there's allied offenses of similar import, and one of those offenses, Williams tells me exactly how to satisfy the elements of attempted felony murder.
But counsel, wasn't that for the purposes of a sentencing analysis? And there was no in-depth analysis of the legality or of sustainability of having the actual two offenses.
But it was allied offenses of similar import. Had there not been two offenses, you would not have conducted that analysis. You have to have two offenses.
The propriety, though, of both of those offenses was not in question. That wasn't before the court. The court counsel, let me ask a question. How can you have, we don't have the analysis on the propriety of those two charges. We're only asked there, what do you do with regards to sentencing based on these two charges, or these two convictions?
Right, and to reach that under the Cabreas-Rance analysis that you were under for allied offenses, it required two steps. One, determining if they were allied offenses, which required deciding the elements of the attempted felony murder, how to satisfy those elements, and then once satisfied, if that offense, which is attempted felony murder, could be an allied offense with something else.
And that's no longer the standard that we're using for allied offenses,
right,
though.
It's Johnson, which is even more, you would look at the evidence of the case.
Counsel, there are, in the appellee appellee's brief, there are at least 10 states that say attempted felony murder is not a cognizable offense. Apart from your argument about Williams, is there any case that supports you?
There are a couple of jurisdictions that find that attempted felony murder is cognizable. One Arkansas jurisdiction says that when you apply attempt to a strict liability offense, that because you are not required to determine the intent of the death that occurs, you're also not required to determine the intent of the attempt statute. That's one way of determining it. There is another jurisdiction that finds that if you have the intent and the substantial step towards the act during the time of the commission of the underlying felony, that is the satisfaction of the attempt
what
statute.
What states are these?
One of them is Arkansas, and I believe the other one is Oklahoma, but
the point is, if we were to find in your favor, we would be joining a minority rather than the majority view of attempted felony murder.
My position isn't it would be based on the fact that the state's position is that under the authority of Williams, and given the fact that it's expressly stated in the attempt statute that has not been amended since felony murder has come into effect in Ohio, that attempted felony murder exists in the state of Ohio. There was nothing to demonstrate to the state at the time that we indicted, went forward with trial, the time that the court charged this jury, or when the jury made its determination, that there wasn't such an offense of attempted felony murder. In fact, the express language in Williams that I've read to you would indicate to the contrary. It's an allied offenses of similar import case, but if you limit it just to that, and find that attempted felony murder is not a criminal offense in the state of Ohio, rather than fearing this floodgate of attempted felony murders that you'll be preventing, what you'll be doing is setting up an analysis that could be used for any strict liability offense, attempted strict liability offense. For example, a statutory rape. You can have attempted statutory rape, and those we do see. And if you create a analysis in this case by adopting the 11th District's opinion to say that there is no attempted felony murder, then that will be able to be applied, I fear, into more strict liability offenses rather than preventing this. I don't see floodgate of attempted felony murder cases. There will be an analysis that out there that can be used for things like attempted statutory rape. And then that is a very prevalent criminal offense that we do see a lot of. So that would be my greater fear.
But would an attempted statutory rape present us with a logical inconsistency on the purpose of attempting? And
it would be the same thing. If you have an injury and not a death, where a homicide is required, and you have you don't have a rape, and you only have things leading up to the rape, where a rape is required, it's the same kind of logical elements that you're trying to use in the defendants. I mean, not to argue their side of the case, but it's the same logic that would apply in any strict liability offense, yes. And that's what I would be fearful of, that analysis in this case then being applied to other types of offenses. That would be my bigger policy fear.
Thank you.
For those reasons, we ask you to affirm or to reverse this decision of the 11th District, find that attempted felony murder is a viable criminal offense in the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the matter under advisement. I should note for the record that your opposing counsel had car trouble, and that is why they are not here.